Yes.
Coming back to our handship, as Chris was mentioning, you're not supposed to talk about your attainments.
Yes.
But is there a notion of how likely is it to happen nowadays in monastic communities?
There are all kinds of notions. Lumpo Cha would never talk in those terms. He found people got too goal fixated or competitive. Or when people would ask him, "Are you an arahant?" and he'd say, "Why do you want to know if I'm an arahant? It'd be better for you to explore why you are not." So he would always sort of tend to hand it back to other people, and that. In certain circles, people talk about it amongst themselves quite a lot. In the Wat Bapong branches, it tends to be quite minimized, Ajahn Chah's sort of style, playing that down, because his emphasis was generally on live the life, build the paramitas, the spiritual virtues, and let the progress take care of itself. Like if you're walking along and you're heading in the right direction, you don't have to figure out, you don't have to measure how far you've gone. If you know you're going in the right direction, you're still walking, the journey is being carried out. You don't have to have a number or a staging post to tell you. That's kind of roughly, to put words into his mouth, how he held things. It's rare. I'd say it's not common. Arahantship in the world is not common, but I would say that there definitely are arahants in the world today. Not many, but some.